On Monday, we read from your letters. Blaine from Kanagawa, Japan, wrote in during our program on the internet and the recording industry to register a very personal protest on the practice of illegal file sharing. This issue makes me furious, he wrote. I am a teacher and a writer. Creative work can take a lot of effort. If someone came and scooped up a product which I charge for without paying, they are stealing from me and my family. A different take on the issue comes from Don in Jacksonville, Florida. Record companies came into existence because of the actual production of the vinyl, he writes. The national distribution of the product required large capital investments beyond the reach of all but a few. The companies were the link between the musicians and their fans. Because of technology, these services are no longer needed. A completely new model must emerge. The huge record companies simply no longer have any reason to exist. Our show on libraries and the Supreme Court decision to allow internet filters prompted Cindy Murphy of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, to suggest an upside to censorship in libraries. I have been a middle school librarian for 8 years. I discovered early in my career that the best way to get a middle school student to read a book is to whisper to the students that the book they are considering has been banned in a school or public library somewhere in the United States. It works every time. And finally, we got a huge response to our show on the search to find MIAs. We invited Larry Greer back to answer a few more questions. He directs public affairs for the Defense Department's POW Missing Personnel Office. Thanks for being with us again, Larry.
It's my pleasure, Lynn.
Here's an email we got from Marie King of Wilmington, Delaware. She says, your guest mentioned that there are 78,000 missing from World War II. Is that Americans only? And does the Pentagon work with other countries to help them locate their missing?
Yes, that number that I mentioned, 78,000, is just Americans who are missing from all over the globe during World War II. And yes, we do work very closely with the countries in which we must do investigations and excavations, certainly in Central Europe and the South Pacific, Papua New Guinea, Australia, and others around there. The sites of our crashes most likely are in their territories.
And do you help other countries find their missing as well?
Well, that's not our primary mission, but of course, as we come across information or remains or artifacts that appear to be from a soldier of another nation, we'll always contact that nation and ask them what they wish us to do.
Here's another email from Anthony Rosario. I was wondering if the Pentagon MIA search group has a list posted on the internet of ongoing, completed, and to be performed searches. This would be helpful for families like mine to know that a search is being performed and that we can provide information or DNA to assist the process.
Lynn, we don't have a website that posts all of the information that he's after, but some of it, and I'll give it to him very quickly. It's www.dtic.mil/DPMO. It's about 21,000 pages of information, including news releases and reports on some of the excavations that we have done and perhaps some of the future excavations underway.
And that would be the best way for a family that is interested in finding out about a missing relative to get information?
It would be. And there's a mailing address on that website where they can simply drop us a line and tell us who they are. And if they're a family member, of course, they're going to get special treatment through one of the military service casualty offices. But we list their addresses on there as well.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us again, Larry.
It's my pleasure.
Larry Greer directs public affairs for the Defense Department's POW Missing Personnel Office.